Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time, dig out the truth written between. Her hair still brick, cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Welcome to the first episode of Her Story. Today, I have the honor and pleasure of welcoming Delegate Maggie McIntosh, joining us from the Delegate's District Office in Baltimore, Maryland, to kickstart the project and share with us her story, number one. Maggie McIntosh serves in the Maryland House of Delegates representing the 43rd Legislative District in Baltimore City. First entering the House of Delegates in 1992, she has been reelected 5 times. In 2001, she became the first woman ever to be named House Majority Leader, a position she held until 2003, when she became chairman of the House Environmental Matters Committee. In addition to being named by the Maryland Daily Record as one of Maryland's top 100 women in both 1998 and 2000, Delegate McIntosh has been widely honored for her progressive leadership on civil rights, fair housing, education, and the environment. In 2011, she was among the first recipients of the James Baldwin Medal and Civil Rights Award for exemplary public service in the pursuit of civil and human rights for all people. She is a former teacher in the Baltimore Public Schools, an adjunct professor at Catonsville Community College and University of Baltimore, an associate for federal relations at Johns Hopkins University. Delegate McIntosh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Which woman in history have you chosen to share with us today?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, please tell us a little bit about her story.
Well, first of all, we all know her as being, you know, the first lady. Her husband was President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And we know, I think, him primarily because he actually was president during a very difficult time in our American history where, you know, we had bank failures, stock market failures, very similar to what we were on the brink of having just a few years ago in this country. And he created what is now called the New Deal policies, which put our country back to work and got our country back on its feet. And in fact, led to, I think, probably several decades of America continuing to be the leading force in the world. She was very, very instrumental in not only constructing and thinking about those kinds of policies for her husband, but she was also one of the best promoters of the New Deal during its time. And in addition to that, and probably the reason I chose Eleanor Roosevelt was she also was probably one of our biggest, strongest civil rights leaders in this country. She emerged during that period of time as an advocate for civil rights, specifically for women's rights. And her mark, I think, on American history when it comes to women's rights in this country is unparalleled. She then later went on, after her husband's death, to be appointed to the UN by President Truman, and served on the Presidential Commission on the Status of Women for John Fitzgerald Kennedy, throughout her life continued to be a strong advocate again for civil rights, particularly for women's rights. So that's why I chose her.
Is there one piece of legislation that came out of the Roosevelt administration that we can really identify as saying Eleanor really had a hand in that?
I mean, I do think that, you know, you look at Social Security, You look at, you know, the GI Bill. You look at, you know, all of the incredible pieces of legislation that came out of that. I mean, and the fact that, you know, there were spousal benefits and so many of the programs that were created during the New Deal. I mean, the New Deal was also about, you know, putting families back to work after the war. And it was a lot about building, you know, the infrastructure in this country, something that, frankly, we haven't done very well since that time. So I would think that, you know, I don't know in particular one piece of legislation that she had a hand in, but I do know that she had a hand in really developing, promoting what is referred to as the New Deal.
And how has she inspired you in your life and career?
Well, you know, I visited her home in upstate New York in Hyde Park, and it's just, it was fascinating to go through that home. It is obvious, I think, to me, what an independent spirit she was. There is and has been some conjecture about whether or not she actually had relationships with both men and women, which is an interesting, fascinating piece of history. But it's obvious to me that with her husband's illness and the frailties that he suffered during his presidency, that she, in fact, played probably one of the most important roles, if not the most dominant roles, of any first lady in our history. And I have always been fascinated by her strength and also her views on the women's movement, including she took some controversial views. As I recall, she actually did not support the Equal Rights Amendment that, you know, that they wanted to ratify across the country. She thought it would end up being a detriment to women, but she set a wonderful example. Some of the favorite, my favorite quote of Eleanor Roosevelt, and I read it from time to time in a little booklet I have on my bedside. It's a quote by her that says, "No one can make you feel inferior without your permission." It's a wonderful quote. And she has many quotes that are one-liners, by the way, that are great. But that one in particular is contained in an Outward Bound publication. And it caught my fancy. And every once in a while, when I'm feeling like, ugh, you know, somebody is, or I don't feel like I'm up to the task, or I'm feeling a bit not necessarily inferior, but just questioning my own strength of character, I will read that, and it reminds me that only I give myself permission to feel inferior or to let others make me feel inferior. It's a great quote.
Where should listeners go, just to start with, what would be one book recommendation that you would give so people could start to learn more about Eleanor Roosevelt?
There's, just looked it up, there's What I Hope to Leave Behind, which is her autobiography. And I would also say that if you want to visit a place that, you know, really, I think the photographs on the walls, the letters, the collection there, it's in New York. Her home is in Hyde Park in New York. And it's a great, great place to visit.
Well, there you have it for Eleanor Roosevelt. Delegate McIntosh, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
You're welcome.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few. Her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.